if you believe Jesus was crazy, you may not be as far from the truth as you think. Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan. I'm John Gager, and Alec, I think we need immediately to rather quickly qualify that statement I just made.
John, we're looking at the question, who was Jesus? And for Christians, we become so familiar with the life of Jesus Christ that we often forget how radical it is.
Yeah.
Philosopher Peter Kreft, he reminds us, he said, I have great sympathy for the non-Christian who understands what Christianity means and shakes his head in amazement, wondering how 2 billion otherwise sane and rational people, many of them among the most intelligent people in the world, can believe such a thing. Whatever else it is, Christianity is serious. If it is not ultimate truth, it is ultimate lunacy. The non-Christian who thinks Christians are insane is far closer to Christian faith than the non-Christian who thinks Christians are just nice people. John, this realization, it sparked C.S. Lewis's famous argument, Jesus is Lord, liar, or lunatic. Jesus made radical claims. He put himself on a par with God, and if his claims were false and he didn't know, he was a lunatic.
All right, so Alec, take us to the bottom line. How can Christians respond? How should we respond to this crazy claim?
John, listen to the words of G.K. Chesterton. It is possible to find human beings who make this superhuman claim in lunatic asylums, in padded cells, but nobody supposes that Jesus of Nazareth was that sort of person, that the preacher of the Sermon on the Mount, the author of the parable of the prodigal son, was a monster with one mad idea. Yet, by all analogy, we really have to put him there, or else in the highest place of all.
That's Alec McClellan with Reason Why, ultimate truth for ordinary people. For more, head to reasonwhy.org.